Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. Two bills protecting the leave of state employees during governor-declared state emergencies are now law. Senator Frank Simpson authored the bills after learning of the hundreds of hours of annual and compensatory leave accrued during the pandemic, and state employees not being able to or allowed to take it by the end of the year.
Two pieces of legislation, one to address our state employees' annual leave and their compensatory time off. It came out of a discussion I had with ODVA. They were concerned that many of their employees that work at our veteran centers, because of the demand that was put on them through the coronavirus pandemic, their working hours were so extensive and so much overtime, they were not even able to take their annual leave and any comp time they got for working. They were just unable to take it. And I decided we're not going to allow our employees to be punished because they have dedicated themselves to serving our veterans. I found out that's a common problem among many of our other agencies too, especially those that had anything to do with the healthcare aspects in the state. So we generated two bills, one to address the annual leave issue, one to address the comp time issue, that would provide provisions for extension of time to take your annual leave or use your comp time to the end of the fiscal year following a declaration of medical emergency involving the pandemic. This will be a provision of statute that will protect our employees not just now and allow these employees that have been recently affected by the coronavirus pandemic, but will also benefit our in-state employees in the future who find themselves in the same situation. So this will be a permanent part of statute. And we have the peace of mind in knowing that our state employees have worked so hard, dedicated so much of their time, making sure they're not punished for that dedication and the hard work that they put in.
SB 282 allows, during an emergency declaration, a temporary increase in accumulation limits for state employee annual leave, which may carry over to the end of the fiscal year in which the emergency declaration ends. Under current law, state employees can accrue a set amount of annual leave based on their years of service. Once the cap is surpassed, the employee has until December 31st to use any excess annual leave or it is lost. Representative Tommy Hardin was the principal House author. SB 333 allows for the same increase and carryover for state employees' compensatory time. Rules for comp time are set by each state agency in line with the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act. Representative Tammy Townley carried the bill in the House. Both bills will go into effect November 1st, 2021. Oklahoma health officials have yet again announced a new state epidemiologist. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports.
The Oklahoma State Department of Health announced Monday that Jolianne Stone would take over the position. She will be the third epidemiologist to do so since the pandemic began last year. Stone previously served as the deputy state epidemiologist and as the infection prevention manager at Integris. She'll be taking over for Dr. Jared Taylor, who joined the department during a coronavirus surge last summer. Taylor, who never fully vacated his academic position at Oklahoma State University, will transition to a new role, Chief Science Officer. He said this role allows more focus on his work with OSU, where he is an associate professor of veterinary pathobiology. It will also create more time to work with the department's new division, the Oklahoma Pandemic Center for Innovation and Excellence, which is based in Stillwater. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
Two bills to help manage huge spikes in energy costs after February's historic winter storm will protect seniors, families, small businesses, and Oklahoma's economy. Senator James Lee Wright, who chairs the Senate Business, Commerce, and Tourism Committee, presented the measures on the floor on behalf of Senate Principal Author Appropriations Chair Roger Thompson.
I can't think of a more important piece of legislation that we're running right now because of who all it affects. It's going to affect every Oklahoma small businesses. If we don't do something like this, what will happen is these bills would come due quickly, they'd be staggering, and they would last for multiple months. I can't thank the members that worked to make this successful through the Senate and over on the House side, and I'd really like to thank the governor, his staff, the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, and the other members that worked to get this legislation across the finish line.
Representative Gary Mize, chair of the House Utilities Committee, is the House principal author. The measures create a framework for securitization of the approximately $4.5 billion in increased energy costs from the winter storm. Thompson said the measures provide the entire state a critical path forward after the Arctic weather system wreaked havoc in states across the country. Both measures took effect immediately upon the governor's signature. KCCU encourages you to be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
I'm Helen Sini, host of Deutsche Welle's weekly news magazine Inside Europe. We dig a little deeper into the important stories shaping the region. From Dublin to Moscow, the issues facing Europe are also touching many Americans. So join us this week as we explore the people, politics, and culture of one of the world's most dynamic regions.
Inside Europe, Sunday mornings at 9 and Wednesday afternoons at 3 on KCCU.
I'm Scott Simon. Plan to join us Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.
This Saturday morning from 7 until 9 here on KCCU, your public radio station for NPR News and classical music.